July 25th, Justin Searle.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Justin Searle knew how to work hard and learned there was more to life than he could get by working hard alone. If life feels driven but empty, take faith to work with you. The perks and pains of overwork drove investment banker Justin Searle to say, no more. Compelled to succeed, he often clocked 110 hours in a week. Once for 3 months straight, he worked 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. At 3 a.m, Justin went home, woke his wife Deb, and told her, I don't want to do this anymore. Despite his drive, his work ethic, and his success, life felt empty. Justin and Deb moved halfway across the country, where he found a good job as a director of strategy and special projects for a healthcare company. And soon he was promoted. Justin and Deb didn't have children, but they bought the house they wanted to raise a family in. It was near a church, which they passed often. Justin was raised with faith, but the world got in the way. Now the church near their home called to him, and Justin and Deb started attending. It changed how Justin viewed everything. God didn't want pieces of him. He wanted the whole package. Justin couldn't compartmentalize faith. This meant Justin needed to take his faith to work. He would serve a bigger boss, God. Justin led a team of 500 people with 2,000 patients under his supervision. He prayed, You put me in this position of influence. What do you want me to do with it? He asked the Holy Spirit to make him discerning, wise, and discreet. He wanted to further God's kingdom and principles, so he set out to love God, love people, lead by example, and to extend truth and grace with wisdom. Jesus went first when he led others to serve sacrificially. So Justin served his team and taught them that leaders go first. At church, Justin heard that God was for him, not against him. He showed his team that he was for them, not against them, and encouraged them to be for, not against each other. When he told his team, Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful, he didn't tell them he was quoting Proverbs 27:6, but his team took the message to heart. Justin didn't bludgeon people with the Bible, but he shared the wisdom of God's word. Since authentic, caring relationship is part of kingdom living, Justin wanted his team to experience that kind of community. Everyone had struggles. Since leaders go first, Justin chose to be vulnerable. When he shared that he and Deb struggled with infertility, or that his mom had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or that he'd confronted his dad about alcoholism, it gave others permission to be vulnerable too. Coworkers asked, How are you dealing with this? Justin told them he prayed. Then Justin was passed over. Twice, for a promotion he and his team believed he deserved. He could feel his team watching his response. To be honest, Justin said, I was pretty bummed. I've had to push into where I really get my value. I get my value from who God says I am, not these worldly achievements. Justin's dull spiritual life no longer existed. A new passion had taken over. Work is part of the kingdom God has given me as a custodian for a piece of time, said Justin. Faith has permeated my worldly pursuits, and so it's less about accumulating accolades and more about sharing God's love in an otherwise secular setting. I still feel like I am working hard, but my cup is fuller. I've got a sense of peace and joy that combats the grind. Do you need a new passion to take over? If life feels driven but empty, take faith to work with you.
Well, good day, 365 Christian Men. My name is Russell, and it is July 25th. And we just heard a story from Justin Searle. And as you can see, my surroundings here, pretty peaceful, pretty relaxing. Maybe something he didn't have an opportunity to experience. But when he decided to make a change in his life and his lifestyle, all of a sudden things started to change, and he was able to do some relaxation, and I think things got better. Several things stood out in this little testimonial around Justin, and I wrote a couple down so I didn't forget any. Number one is life balance. The second one is God's promotion. Really stood out to me. There's a trust thing, there's new churches, there's bringing faith to the workplace, which is always a challenge. But one of the ones that really stands out to me more than any is sharing the wisdom of God's Word. As men, we have the opportunity to start our day in the Word every day. And just as a reminder to say, you know, I want to be different. I want to be a better man. I want to have a balance in my life that not only serves God's purpose, first and foremost, but secondly, we have a responsibility as dads and leaders in our organization to really have a purpose in life that is well balanced. And the challenge that I would bring out to the guys today, and I'm always challenged with this myself, is why don't we start every day with God's Word? Let's just get into the Word and say, you know what, how does that speak to me today? How can I live a better balanced life through the Word, bringing that Word in a subtle way, maybe to our workplace, maybe to some friends that we have. But as I think about, again, the challenge for today is, you know, let's just seek the wisdom of God and God's Word. And let's do that well. Let's do it purposefully. And I would guess that we'll have an opportunity to really touch and move men and leaders, other leaders in our organization. So just have a great day. Hope that you get an opportunity to relax like I'm doing. Have a great day.